this April 3rd, 2022 edition of Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm your host, Chris Steiner, for the next 2 hours, and the website is theliberationstation.com, where I will be checking out your chats. That's on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. Put a THE before liberationstation.com, and you'll get to the site. Then click on the fourth tab down is the listen/archives page, where you'll find the RBN player as well as the TalkStream Live player for RBN. That's a backup. And then scroll down a little bit further, and there's the chat room. And I'm joining in right now. If you want to check us out also on Facebook Live, go to facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. Or there on the Listen Archives page, you can also click on the button that's right underneath the RBN player that says Live Video. It's a big blue button that says Facebook, and that's for the live video stream only on Facebook. In the future, some shows are posted on the various video hosting platforms that are on the homepage, but that's usually when I have a guest like Dr. Brian Artis. I'm still editing his two last interviews to post online at once. Since he came on two shows in a row, he'll be up on the five video hosting platforms. Those are Facebook, Brighteon, BitChute, Odyssey, and Rumble, which you can find on the homepage at theliberationstation.com under Connect on these platforms. And I'm getting into the chat room now. I had logged me out, so I'm in there now and checking out the audio feed on Facebook. And the audio is going good. That's a little bit of overdriven audio, so check that. So I'm having to check my level. Adjust accordingly, and then I'll get into the article that I have ready to go. Wow, I really was overdriven on the volume there. Okay, so now my audio is good on the Facebook Live feed, and let's get start out with the first article. This is from News Punch, and we're going to start with what's going on with all the food shortages. Are they really food shortages? Of course not. We're finding that the farmers are being forced or compelled or coerced to destroy their crops. And we're going to play some clips from quite a few farmers who are saying they got the government letter telling them, go ahead and destroy your crops. This article from newspunch.com entitled Food Shortages, U.S. Government Has Been Paying Farmers to Destroy Crops and Livestock for Years. Of course, we knew that. By Baxter Beatry, April 2nd, 2022. That's yesterday. Mainstream media is warning America to prepare for food shortages. How did the richest country in the world end up in the state? Listening to the news these days, one is led to believe that everything is falling apart economically and agriculturally because Putin decided to invade Ukraine. The truth, however, is that this engineered takedown of the U.S. economy began many years ago, and is only now becoming obvious to anyone who cares to see things with their own eyes. 2 years ago, when the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 plandemic was launched, it was being reported that the United States government was quietly paying farmers to destroy their crops, their own crops, and depopulate livestock. Watch the video from Brighteon.com, which you're going to play, that is entitled, well, I'll give you the title once we're ready to play it. And from the Miami Standard News, published also yesterday, April 2nd, if I can get this pop-up to disappear, please. All these various pop-ups, okay. Trying to push their news and ads. The article is entitled Exposed. U.S. Government Has Been Paying Farmers to Destroy Crops and Livestock for Years. And and this is the source of this article. Now, this was reiterated again about a year ago when actual farmers started sharing videos on social media about how the food supply was being tampered with by government officials. One example of this video, and that's the second video of farmers that will play once I finish up here in a few more paragraphs. It would appear as though the plan all along was to quietly start throwing a few wrenches into the supply chain at that time in order to get the ball rolling. It was easy to blame the resulting problems on COVID, and this continued for a full 2 years. As the two-year anniversary of the pandemic approached, things got increasingly more chaotic. And now we've reached a point of no return, it seems, which is why the narrative shifted from COVID to Vladimir Putin. The timing of Russia's invasion of Ukraine is suspect because it occurred just as the consequences of several years of planned and engineered famine were really starting to become apparent. This provided cover for the media to blame Putin for even higher gas and food prices and the coming prospect of global food shortages. For the past month, we have been told that because of the invasion and associated sanctions, natural gas is now in short supply. Natural gas, as it turns out, is used to produce the fertilizer for food crops. And I'm going to mention a little later on a couple of interesting options of processes that were developed during World War II by Germans during Nazi Germany that allow folks to pull CO2 and hydrogen from the air to develop not only fertilizer, but also gasoline, diesel, jet fuel. Continuing the article, it is almost as if somebody wants food to become scarce so that people become easier to control. With Putin as the new fall guy, it was COVID prior to this, the next engineered phase of the global pandemic can simply be blamed on Russia. You may recall that we reported numerous times in years past about bad weather conditions that interfered with crop yields. We warned that in the future, these losses would catch up with the supply chain and cause problems. What we did not know at the time is that the pandemic was going to be launched to create a perfect storm type of situation in which the dominoes would begin to fall more quickly and more severely, creating confusion as to the cause. This is how the powers that be are keeping all the eyes off of themselves. They launch chaos events after chaos events while quietly knocking over the dominoes on purpose in the background, undetected. Of course, this RBN audience is a great exception. You're aware of this. And I hope you spread this information, spread these clips to folks who can see that farmer after farmer that we're about to play are getting these notices to destroy their crops, and they're showing on these videos they have abundance. Continuing the article, watch the two videos above and ask yourself, why did the American government use American tax dollars to destroy precious food resources? And how is it impacting the world now as the very real prospect of mass starvation looms over the world? Quote, if we do not hang together against this murderous takeover, we will hang separately, end quote, wrote someone at Brighteon.com, a poster there, opposing this as a majority is our only hope. If we do not stand up together, they will put us down for good. And we'll start with that clip one from this article, so please go right ahead.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us. Support the InfoWar, and together we will...
You did. Oh, sorry about that there, Sam. All right. Is it playing over the air right now? Are there... that we're talking. Oh, all right. All right, go right ahead, and I'm sorry about that, folks. We'll go right ahead and play that clip and continue with the next clip afterwards. I'll introduce that just before clip number two. So sorry, folks, for the little trouble. I'm here. Yeah, I'm hearing it. Yeah, can you continue playing that? Okay, is what we're talking, or is our talking right now going out over the air? All right. Yeah. Give me just a moment, folks, and figure out what's going on here with Skype, with my chats, and see. Let me get back into Skype number two here to see what's going on. Okay. I apologize, folks. I'm going through the clip myself. Oh, I apologize, folks. That was my mistake. Play from the start. Sam, you were right. Play from the start of that clip through time index 335. Yeah, it says play from the start to 335, like it says in the chat that I sent on Skype originally. Yeah, that's after I heard it. All right, there. All right, folks, we'll get the show back on the road here in just a moment. All right, here we go.
Shad Sullivan, regional director of RCALF USA, is a fifth-generation Colorado rancher and recently delivered this message.
Hey everybody, this is Shad Sullivan coming to you from the headwaters of Bitter Creek, Archer County, North Texas. We have to talk. State officials will be assisting to help identify potential alternative markets if a producer is unable to move animals and, if necessary, advise and assist on depopulation and disposal methods. Ladies and gentlemen, we are plowing under vegetable crops from coast to coast. We are euthanizing millions of chickens. We are aborting sows and burying feeder pigs. We are dumping milk by the hundreds of thousands of gallons, and now they are preparing us to depopulate the fat cattle ready to harvest. Because of a bottleneck created by the effects of COVID, this thing hasn't been created by COVID, but the effects of COVID and the logistics therein. Yesterday, the first shipment of imported beef from the country of Namibia hit the shores of the United States of America. And yet this morning, they are telling us to prepare to euthanize harvest-ready cattle. It is time we get food on the shelves, because if you're not concerned about this food supply problem, you better be. We have a huge supply and demand of food across this nation. We can feed the world ourselves, and yet we're destroying our harvests. At the same time, we are importing beef from other countries, beef that is less regulated than our beef, less safe, not as high quality of product, and yet it's happening. At the same time, they are preparing for us to euthanize our harvests. That doesn't sound like sustainability to me, but it is part of the overall goal to vertically integrate your food system. You see, they cannot have control of the people unless they have control of the food, the water, the land, production. It is time we get back to work. We are of, by, and for the people. This is not Nancy Pelosi's country. This is not Donald Trump's country. This is your country, and you're going to go hungry.
And while American farmers are destroying their harvests, U.S. beef is exported to China. U.S. meat plants are closing at a rapid rate, including Cargill Meat, who supplies 22% of the U.S. meat market, and who partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in 2018 to end livestock production while expanding the production of genetically modified soy in Africa. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you.
All right, and that's the end of that clip entitled American Farmers Being Ordered to Depopulate Livestock and Destroy Crops over at Brighteon.com. And if you'd like to call in a comment on this or anything that you're doing to help prepare, to help make your life better, anything health-related that you think that the folks would benefit from, anything spirit-lifting, health-related, preparedness, survival-minded, then feel free to call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll get to clip number two here. I'm waiting to see if a naughty word is allowed to be said over the air, whether we need to start at the clip at a certain time index or if we're allowed to say the BS word. Okay, Sam, if BS is allowed, you can start that clip at the start. If it's not, then you can start at where I said in the instructions at time index 106. So it's up to you whether the BS word is allowed over the air. And if you're ready, go right ahead and play that clip.
You noticed the other day. So basically, there's two options on how to destroy the crop. The government could fly on Agent Orange, or we could manually destroy the crop ourselves. We put too much blood, sweat, and tears in it to let them destroy it, so we decided to manually do it ourselves. Basically, it said if we used a lawnmower to destroy the crop, we could receive an extra $600 an acre. Something about the low carbon footprint or something. So that's what we're doing.
I got my letter yesterday. The letter asking you to destroy some crop. Along with a letter, I had to sign for a certified package, which included these two binders, and then, of course, this three-ring binder on how to properly dispose of your crops. And as you can tell, it's on government paper. And as you can tell, this here is the affected area in my section of the county, closest town, and, of course, you can't run away where you live. So from the county tracts, then they break it down into these individual farm tracts that you have to destroy. And you can see the crop or the field.
This is the second machine that I dropped off here for the local farmers. Just want to show you a little bit of each drum. You got four of these drums, two on each side. Now you can imagine the damage they can do, not counting the blade which you can set down. So this will be the first field that we take care of. So all we're going to do is mash everything into the ground. And then I'm going to go pick up some steel plates, lay them across the road plates, so we can get the machines over there, start on that farm. So the farmers got paid by the government. I don't understand what it's all about, but they got paid. Now they hired us to come in here and just destroy whatever we can. I don't understand how it all works, but we're already paid for a certain amount of time. You can hear the first machine already running out there. So when you hear them farmers saying they're getting paid to destroy everything, they ain't bullshitting y'all. Y'all better start paying attention.
Well, what you saw right there ought to concern you. I was doing exactly what I was told via a letter I got last night in the mail from the Department of Hydrocarbons. They said in order to stabilize oil prices, they need a bunch of oil just dumped. And not dumped on the market, just dumped on lease roads and field roads and things like that. So I'm hooked up to that oil tank going straight into my truck to get rid of it. Well, I'm going to get fined if I don't get rid of it, they said. So that prompted me to call District Selectman Tony Deloge and ask him about this letter. He said he didn't know much about it, but he would suggest that I follow whatever it says. So here we go. You know, these are some serious times right now. Since January, oil prices have been through the roof. I'm seeing more and more farmers on TikTok saying that the government's paying them to kill their fields. Agent Orange, I saw a guy with a lawnmower mowing down beans, getting paid to do it. They're controlling food. Now they're going to control energy. I don't understand why this is going on. But I tell you what, if they control food and they control energy, what freedom do you have left?
Man, isn't this something?
I'm sorry about the music. I'm going to recap. This is the container that was in the video yesterday, and we have unloaded the container. Freight is setting at ports. It is not moving, and we're talking ports around the world. Now, the freight that was on this container was shipped 37 days ago. This is that freight behind me. Somebody is intentionally hindering freight from moving back and forth. There are ports that are stacked. The directive is let it set. Let it set. I reached out to my largest customer, this customer, and that's what I was told, that the directive is let it set. We are definitely going to experience shortages, the likes of which you have never seen.
They're trying to keep me quiet. I need you guys to blow this up and stop scrolling. Control the food supply, control the people. This is what's happening. This is the truth. As a fourth generation farmer, I am hearing cries across the United States. The Biden administration introduced the 30-30 bill, saying that it is a climate change bill, a conservation bill. But if you look deeper, and if you really research what they're trying to do in Nebraska, it is disgusting. Why the hell does the government want 1.16 million acres in Nebraska? Because 97% of Nebraska is privately owned, so they're taking from farmers and ranchers and hardworking Americans. And by 2030, they want to take 680 million acres across the United States, kill family farms, control the food supply, control the people. Are you guys ready to stand up?
So one of the things we're going to be talking about this week is the apparent fresh food shortage that's going to hit Europe and the UK over the next few weeks and months. This has been completely orchestrated, and it's absolutely terrible that this is likely to be happening right now. There is plenty of fresh food being grown at the moment all over Europe. We have no shortages. Farmers have no shortages, despite the weather changes that we've been having recently. There is an awful lot of fresh produce in the fields at the moment, as you can see behind me. This is purposely going to be bought in bulk and destroyed to create an apparent food shortage. Folks, start listening, wake up. There is no food shortage.
Yo, excuse my sexiness. I have some breaking news. So right now, the federal government is offering farmers 1.5 times the amount that their crops are worth to destroy them. I know it sounds crazy, but just look it up. Don't use Google because they filter your searches. Use DuckDuckGo, and you'll be able to find reliable information about this. Anyway, and if the farmers refuse to do this, then that same government will refuse to give them subsidies. I truly believe they're creating a food shortage, or they're going to. Can't prove it. Just look into what I'm saying. Make up your own mind. But just to err on the side of caution, get some food. Dried food. Get water. Be prepared. Even if it's not going to happen, shit's getting weird. And I'm not prepared.
And there you heard it from various farmers who were showing on video that they have plenty of food in the fields, and some of whom are plowing them down. The title of that last clip, also at brighteon.com, is entitled Farmers Paid to Destroy Crops, Creating a Food Shortage. So it's so urgent for us to grow our own and learn how to grow, and there's some things that you can do right at home to make your soil rich enough to produce abundance in a small area. Vertical gardening, vertical farming You can set up in your own kitchen if you don't have the room. I'd like to take the clear plastic containers from a local health store where they sell their bulk items. You know, the bulk department is where they have the bins where you can scoop, or the dispensers where you lift up the hatch and it pours down into a bag. If hopefully you put the bag there first, and then you can take whatever amount you like. But they often also have these clear plastic containers that you can buy the pre-measured amount, so they're already weighed out and priced for you. And I take those because they're clear, and I grow wheatgrass in them vertically. Wheatgrass is a great multivitamin, basically, that you can grow within 10, 14 days, have your own batch of wheatgrass to then juice, or you can munch a little bit of it. You don't want to eat more than maybe a fistful, in my experience, because then it'll start binding you up, and it's all that fiber that we don't have a four-chamber stomach, that insoluble fiber that cows and four-chambered stomach ruminants can digest. So I'll take a fistful and eat that maybe once in a day, but then juice the rest. Or you don't actually need a juicer. You can just chew it yourself and spit out the cud. You spit out the wheatgrass once you're done juicing it, masticating it with your own mouth. The saying goes, he who does not masticate nature will castigate. So eat your food well, get the maximum nutritional value, or you can juice it. You don't want a centrifugal juicer. You want to use a masticating juicer, one of the more expensive ones that are grinders, or you can just get a meat grinder at a thrift shop. And those may be $5 or $10. You can have your own grinder and not have to pay for an expensive grinder. The more expensive ones are have the motor separated from the grinding apparatus, because the electromagnetic field can affect the product. So, you know, you don't want to have to spend a whole lot of money on a meat grinder that you can't use in case you're without power. Get some exercise at the same time when you use a meat grinder. And I'll cover some tips here on how to grow wheatgrass that I've found myself after growing it for many years myself and selling it to local health stores and juice bars. And that can be a startup business that you can find very profitable. You can approach your local health stores and juice bars to give them a free sample. Once they see that your product is great, then they'll be more likely to go with you, even if you're not certified organic, but because your product is superior in several ways.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Is this the light at the end of the tunnel? Is this the end of all of my trouble?
I'm your host, Chris Steiner, and the pickup where we left off, first I'll give the call-in numbers if you'd like to reach us here, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, and toll-free 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Please don't use that toll-free number unless you're unable to get through on the 512 number if your calling plan doesn't cover it or if you get a busy signal. And pick up where I left off is wheatgrass. You can learn about wheatgrass juice and the importance of it, the great nutritional profile of it through studies or through nutritional profiles that have been collected by Hippocrates Institute and Victoris Kolvinskis. Anne Wigmore is another great pioneer. She is the founder of the Hippocrates Institute, so books by her. And that's Anne Wigmore, who died in a fire in her office trying to save her valuable research. And Victoris Kolvinskis's book, Survival into the 21st Century, he also covers a lot about sprouting greens and sprouting seeds. You find much greater nutritional profile in those sprouts than when their nutrition is unlocked by sprouting. Than in the beans or the seeds or the grain themselves. And ionized water, that's another thing I've mentioned quite often on this show. You'll find that plants or seeds, beans, and grains will sprout much faster when you soak them in freshly ionized alkaline water. I like 8.5 pH water. The machine's set to 8.5. It'll come out a little bit higher alkalinity, but the rating is 8.5 for soaking seeds, beans, and grains. But for drinking, I like to drink the 9.5, and I've been doing that for over 12 years. So plants that normally would take 2 or 3 days, or seeds, beans, and grains would take 2 or 3 days, will sprout often within about 8, 10, 12 hours. The only two seeds that I know of that will grow, or that will sprout in regular water within 8 hours, are sunflower seeds and quinoa. So if you need to have a quick food source, a quick energy boost with sprouts, quinoa, and sunflower is great, though quinoa and other things that are so starchy and like beans, you need to rinse them quite often, maybe two or three times per day, and eat them much more quickly. So don't sprout too far in advance of when you intend to eat them. On wheatgrass, I'll go through a quick rundown on how to grow wheatgrass, and you see a lot of videos online how to do it. I find quite alarming in some of their practices, like growing it on newspaper where it's going to soak in the newsprint. So what I like to do is I start with plastic, or if you have a metal tray, that'd be even better, but I use a plastic flat or a tray that you can find often in hardware stores in their gardening department. And you lay down a mixture of peat humus in potting soil, about 50-50, and the peat humus or cow manure, you can use any kind of manure, and maybe mix in a little bit of perlite vermiculite to aerate the soil to prevent the mold that will unavoidably grow along the roots. And to control that, I'll explain, but that's quite unavoidable because you want to grow inside of a plastic bag. So you take that tray, you put down your mixture of potting soil, peat humus, perlite, and or vermiculite for aeration. Perlite, vermiculite are optional, but they're helpful if you're not able to control the mold in a way I'll describe here in a moment. And by putting them in a plastic bag, you hold in the moisture so that the roots of the wheatgrass don't dry up. And so on top of that very thin mixture of soil, perlite, and vermiculite, if you have perlite and vermiculite, use it. It's a very thin layer. You put down maybe 2-3 centimeters, 3-4 centimeters, because it doesn't need a whole lot of nutrition. It's going to be a very short-term crop. And then you take your wheat berries, your wheat kernels that you have soaked for 8 to 12 hours and then drained out the water, and lay down a layer on top of the soil mixture. Make sure that layer isn't very tall. You don't want to stack the kernels on top of each other. Make sure it's about 1, maybe 2 kernels tall, because if you make it too tall, then that's also going to encourage mold to grow. And put that in a plastic bag, a trash bag, preferably a black trash bag to prevent the light from getting in. And that will allow, and you want to grow it indoors if you can, to prevent light from getting in, from penetrating and hitting the wheat berries, the wheat kernels, because that will induce phototropism, which is where the plant will stretch out looking for light. It'll grow much faster, much bigger. And about 3 days before harvest is when you want to expose it to sunlight. So then once you've gotten the roots going for about 5, 6, 7 days, and the roots have gotten into the soil so they're able to draw upon the moisture, and that's after each day you want to spray them with water, preferably freshly ionized alkaline water. And then if you do see mold, then take that spray bottle and you shoot down the mold into the soil. You see the little cotton ball looking mold that starts to form, and you shoot it down into the soil so it doesn't start to take over. And if it does, it's going to destroy the patch of wheatgrass and then maybe spread and destroy your whole tray. So be careful with mold. You want to keep an eye on it. And then after maybe 7 days, then you take it out in the sun for 3 hours and expose it to bright sunlight. And during that time, you might want to spray it a little bit to keep it moist, because there still will be roots that are exposed. And put it back in the trash bag. Of course, a clean trash bag. And by the way, another tip is to take the trash bag as you maintain your wheatgrass by taking the wheatgrass tray out every day and spraying it just to moisturize it, or shooting down the mold back into the soil. And also using acidic ionized water, freshly ionized acidic water that will control the mold with its hypochlorous acid. Hypochlorite, hypochlorous acid, smells like bleach. You might not believe it, but yes, you can make what smells like bleach very disinfecting with purified water and a little bit of minerals that I like to sprinkle in. Himalayan salt is my source, and Epsom salt. I take purified water, Himalayan salt, and Epsom salt, and dissolve that in purified water for my wide array of 90-plus minerals. And then that acidic water you can use to control mold on plants, and also you can use a personal air ionizer, a battery-powered air ionizer, which is very, very low-powered, and put that in the trash bag, seal it up for about 3 minutes, and take it out, because if you do it for much longer than 3 minutes, it will start affecting the wheatgrass, because plant protein is broken down by ozone. That's ionized oxygen. That's what the air ionizer is doing, is ionizing the O2 to turn it into O3. And the fungus apparently is much more sensitive than plant proteins are. So the plants will survive, but the mold will die. And I found a very effective innovation that I discovered by experimentation. And then once you have exposed the wheatgrass to sunlight, then you don't need to expose it anymore. After 3 days, it should start forming chlorophyll and be ready for harvest or ready for sale. And type of wheatgrass that I like to use is Kamut. It's an ancient wheat, not like the hybridized wheats that are so high in gluten and lower overall in their nutritional value. So I like Kamut, K-A-M-U-T. You can also use other ancient wheats like spelt, triticale, einkorn, and effen. E-F-F-E-N. Einkorn is spelled E-I-N-K-O-R-N. E-I-N-K-O-R-N. And those have a higher nutritional profile, and they're genetically very much different than the hybridized wheats that you'll find so commonly on the markets in food products, and always that's what you'll find in the health stores, produce departments, and their delis. So the Kamut I like to use, and because it has a much higher carbohydrate level, almost twice the carbohydrate level of hybridized wheats. And so it's a lot sweeter. A lot of people don't like wheatgrass juice because they say it tastes bitter, like lawn clippings. So folks don't like to drink it, or those who do like to drink wheatgrass juice will always love the Kamut wheatgrass. And then once you learn how to grow it, you can approach your local health store's juice and the juice bars, go to the produce department and the delis at the health stores, and offer them the free samples, and you'll find that they love it. Even though if you're not certified organic, you can show your receipts that you're using all organic material, that you're using ionized water, if you have a water ionizer, and they know that they'll offer it first to their best wheatgrass juice customers and see how they respond. And then you'll pick up a customer, most likely. I've never had a problem picking up customers who don't care about the whether it's certified organic. They just call it farmer's market these days. A lot of the produce is in the health stores. They call it farmer's market is just another word for conventional. Or maybe it's, maybe they do have their supplier who's given them a rundown of their cleaner operation. Or biodynamic is even better. That's even better than organic. And then you can find that you have a business that is very profitable, that you can double, almost triple your money sometimes within 2 weeks. And I'm looking at your chats here. Mer Bailey just posted a Wigmore.org article in the chat room over at theliberationstation.com, and the listen/archives page is the chat room. Benefits of wheatgrass: rebuild your blood with chlorophyll for anti-aging by Ann Wigmore. And I wish I had the time to read all that, though I'll see if I can during the break. It looks like a good, concise summary of 40 benefits of wheatgrass. And so I really encourage folks to learn these techniques, not only for your own survival, your own being able to thrive, survival, or your economic survival, being able to help others out in the community, to turn them on to wheatgrass, let them know that there's a good tasting wheatgrass juice out there. And another way to control mold, by the way, is ultraviolet light. I just remembered to mention that. Is there are ultraviolet light wands that you can buy that you can wave over the wheatgrass flats, and don't do it for too long, but that'll help control mold somewhat. And I don't know if they sell them anymore. I saw them many years ago at CVS that had tossed out a number of them, and these days I see ultraviolet light toothbrush disinfectors and mask disinfectors, so maybe those could be adapted by taking them out of their encasing and just using them as using them with our battery power very conveniently to wave over your wheatgrass flats. And I see the chat room is going furiously. I wish I had the time to catch up and continue on this chain of thought, but I'm going to I'll check out your chats during the break, and at the moment I'll move on and see what we can chats I can catch up with during the break. Next, here's a study from newspunch.com. Bombshell: official studies conclude, quote, COVID jabs do not stop infections, transmissions, hospitalizations, or deaths, end quote, by Sean Adel Tabatabai, April 1st, 2022, just a couple days ago. And before I start the article, that isn't really a surprise, because when the original studies were done on the Pfizer and the Moderna shots, British Medical Journal assistant editor Peter Doshi was reporting that they were never studied to prevent anything but mild symptoms. So this is not a surprise, and they weren't studied to see if they prevented transmission or contraction. To start the article, official studies into the COVID-19 vaccines have found that the jabs do not effectively stop the transmission of the virus, bringing into question the necessity of mandating them worldwide. Epidemiologist Paul Alexander, also you might have heard of him referred to as Paul Elias Alexander, recently published a roundup of some of the latest studies that calls into question the safety and efficacy of COVID shots. And that article is at Natural Health 365, 44 studies on COVID jab efficacy challenge and rationale for jab mandates by Sarah Middleton, March 28th, 2022. I'm taking a drink here. I'll continue the first article here from Newspunch. Uncancelled.news reports, among the studies that he summarized was one from Israel that showed vaccinated individuals who have never been previously infected with SARS-CoV-2 had a 13-fold increased risk of getting infected with the Delta variant compared to those who have been unvaccinated but have been previously infected, showing that natural immunity is more effective. We'll be right back here on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. Please stay tuned. You know you do it all the time. Wow, wow.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Get the dagger bone. Get the dagger bone. Everybody scream at school. Better get my passion breaking all the rules. Cause messing my big kids will not be screwed. Well, I guess I'm just an educated fool.
And we'll get to talking about the kids soon here on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, returning for the next hour and 5 minutes. After I finish up this article, we'll talk about an urgent call to action to tell the CDC to reject Pfizer's junk science mRNA shots in kids under five. We have less than a month to stop the CDC from committing yet another crime against kids. That's an article from Toby Rogers from March 22nd. But continuing where I left off, and I will back up because I remember during the break that I forgot to mention how to, let me back up briefly here and mention how to draw CO2 and hydrogen from the air in order to produce gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and even fertilizer, hoping to have a guest on to talk about that, the fertilizer aspects. A neighbor of mine has a relative who is in that business. I just mentioned to him yesterday, and he's the president of the Clearwater Community Garden, and he let me know, oh yeah, my so-and-so relative is doing that. So we don't need to worry about fertilizer, the chemical. We don't even want the chemical fertilizer from phosphate mining that's so toxic, full of heavy metals and radioactive isotopes. And give me a moment here. Facebook is trying to interrupt my stream again for some reason. So, all right. So the gasoline diesel jet fuel can be made from CO2 through the Fischer-Tropsch process. That's spelled F as in Frank, I-S-C-H-E-R hyphen T-R-O-P as in Paul, S as in Sam, C as in cat, H, process. Fischer-Tropsch process. F as in Frank, I S as in Sam, C as in cat, H as in Harry, E R hyphen T R O P as in Paul, S as in Sam, C as in cat, H as in Harry. Fischer-Tropsch process to make gasoline, diesel, jet fuel even. And I actually know someone who made the first entered the Guinness Book of World Records by flying across the USA in a jet that was fueled by biodiesel. So there are all these options that we can use to ensure abundance. And the process to make fertilizer is the Fritz Haber Bosch process. Haber Bosch process is H-A-B-E-R hyphen B as in ball, O-S as in Sam, C as in cat, and H as in Harry. Haber-Bosch process. So now that I got that out of the way, let me get back to the article that is over at newspunch.com entitled Bombshell. Well, I'll have to do that when we get back here. I hear the bumper music. So I'll resume this article from Newspunch. Bombshell: official studies conclude COVID jabs do not stop infections, transmissions, hospitalizations, or deaths. April 1st, 2022 by Sean Adel, Tabit Tabai. This is Chris Steiner on Liberation Station Radio Show. Please stay tuned for the next hour.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.